The rebirth of the wayfinding tradition in contemporary Hawaii has been a revelation on many different levels. The journeys that Hawaii's voyaging canoes have taken over the past four decades have revived ancient Hawaiian navigation and have become potent symbols of a cultural rebirth. Khaleesi Mausio is a member of the crew of the Hawaii Loa, and she's with us to talk about what it has meant to her. Good morning, Khaleesi.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for having me today.
It's been quite an adventure being on the crew of the Hawaii Loa, yeah?
Yes, it's been a really exciting opportunity to be on her crew. She hasn't been on the water for maybe about 12 years, and so last month was her first sail, and tomorrow will be her third sail.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so we're very excited that she's out there. She's been refurbished and out there sailing again.
So what was your voyaging experience?
My voyaging experience so far has been on a leg on the worldwide voyage on Hokulea, the traditional sailing mm-hmm. canoe.
The original one.
Mm-hmm. And that was a leg from American Samoa through Tonga to New Zealand last year. It was actually almost exactly a year ago that we landed in Aotearoa, New Zealand.
How long of a journey was it?
It was overall about 6 weeks, uh-huh. Maybe about 3 weeks of sailing and then 3 weeks of port time, you know, having educational tours and in the three different ports, and also waiting out weather.
So you had as a crew member, you had responsibilities as a kind of cultural ambassador, but you also had on board responsibilities, right?
Yes, everybody has a role to play, a kuleana, a responsibility, and these are specialized skills that you train on, everybody works together, focusing on those skills, but also together as sailors on the canoe.
What kind of things did you learn?
Well, besides being a cultural representative, I was also on sales. So sales repair, inventory of the different sales that we have on board. But there are other responsibilities as fishermen. Of course, there's, you know, the captain and then the navigators and one of the most important roles, the cook on board.
Yeah.
And safety officers. Safety is a big thing.
How many all told on board ship?
Generally about 12 crew members.
So lots of multitasking on everyone's part, I would
think. Yes, definitely. Everybody comes together as a crew.
Well, and you are, of course, on these journeys, you are wayfinding in the traditional manner. And so you had opportunities to work with the onboard navigator and just sort of pick their brains a little bit, yeah?
Yes, it was a wonderful opportunity to get that time with Po navigator Bruce Blankenfeld and then apprentice navigators Kaiulani and
Well, you were telling me that about some of the methods that they employ, and one thing that struck me was the way the you divide is it latitude into houses of the sun.
Right, so they navigate by traditional means, which is not using instruments, modern instruments, and they use a star compass, mm-hmm. Which sort of divides the horizon up into houses, and those are the divisions where the navigators keep track of the sun and stars rising and setting, and it gives you cues as to what your latitude is and how far you've gone.
So you have this sort of, I'm picturing kind of an arc that you would see in your mind from where the sun came up and where it's going to go down.
Exactly.
And then you just sort of divide that into, what is it, 11 houses, 12 houses?
11 degree houses.
So in many ways, the whole art of wayfinding seems to be kind of that you're able to see things that most people wouldn't see, right? Once you have a method for looking at the wave tops and the horizon and the stars themselves, it's almost like you have a whole different way of learning from what other people might just think was just the view, right?
Right. It's definitely orienting yourself in the canoe to what your surroundings are, and keeping in tune with those constantly, mm-hmm. and keeping that in your mind. Yeah.
Which is a whole way of not just relating to getting around on a ship, but of relating to the earth, right? The earth and the sea, and kind of merging with everything around you.
Yes, definitely. Your mind is alive with being conscious of what is around you, your environment, which is a big lesson and a message that we try to perpetuate, which is being in tune with our environment and what's going around us.
Did the experience change you? Has it really affected you?
Yes, I would think so. It's been, it's been really inspiring. You know, it also gives you, that opportunity that's being presented to you gives you sort of a sense of responsibility to give back, and be more engaged as a community member, be more engaged in your community and what's going on, and having the responsibility of perpetuating the culture of voyaging and canoe making, which is what Hawailoa, the second voyaging canoe that's going to be out there tomorrow, was primarily built for, which was to restore and perpetuate the culture of canoe building. So Hokulea came first, and she sort of proved, and revived voyaging and wayfinding skills, but Hawailoa was for canoe building.
Yeah. So. Well, it's been a wonderful experience for you, I'm sure. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Khaleesi Mausio is a crew member aboard the voyaging canoe Hawailoa, which is anchored just offshore at the Outrigger Reef Waikiki Beach as part of the hotel's Oke Kai series.
Outbound for Tonga Tapu, Aotearoa goodbye. Leaving on the southwest wind, Hokulea, spread your wings and fly. Ancient Polynesian pathways carry us home again. Sail on and on and on to the journey's end.